And he went down to Nazareth and was subject to them. These are the words taken from the book of St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The family is of supreme importance. And as it has always been from the very beginning, it's a holy and a sacred thing. Next to the office of priesthood, of him who stands in the very midst between man and God to offer sacrifice, there is no other office so sacred as that of parentage. Even in the earliest religion which God prescribed to men to have, the father of the family was the priest. Even now, priests bear the sacred name Father. Parentage and family then are sacred and they are holy because they are the living earthly image of the great mysteries of God. The office of parenthood is a cooperation with God, a cooperation with God in the creation of immortal beings, of beings who are destined to fill the thrones of the fallen angels. It's nothing less. And how inviolable is this office and how it ought to be. It is truly a kind of sacrilege, a violation of holy things, to violate in any way this office and the faculties that belong to the office of being a parent. Before the coming of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, men did not know what we know now of the inmost nature of God Himself. They did not know that in the one Godhead there's a divine society, a divine family of persons, the adorable Trinity, in whom there are the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, who is the outcome. The Holy Ghost is the outcome of the love of both Father and Son. The human family, then, is no less than an earthly material image of the likeness of that divine Godhead, by which the Son has been begotten by the Father, and the Holy Ghost proceeds from the Father and the Son. When our Lord came upon the earth, the incarnate Word of God, He has given us added sanctity to this family life. He came in to save the world, to preach the truth, to found the Catholic Church, and to give us the holy sacraments, to offer the one great sacrifice on the cross for our salvation, to institute the blessed sacrament of His body and blood that's daily commemorated and continued on our altars. He came to do a great work, a greater work than creation itself. With all this before him, he consecrated 30 years of his earthly life to the sanctity of family life. Marriage, that bond which is already sacred because it was directly instituted by God Himself, already by God's ordinance, protected with the defense of absolute indissolubility. That institution of marriage God raised to the very dignity of a grace-giving sacrament, a channel which goes all the way back to Calvary and His precious blood. And He made marriage a type, a symbol, if you will, of His union with the Immaculate Bride, Holy Mother, the Church. And as we reflect upon these truths of marriage, the truths of Scriptures, the truth of faith, we see what it is then that men today would touch with their impious hands, the modern men who would enter the sacred precincts of the family and ruin the holy work of God. We also see what it is then for men to impiously attack and make it so easy with the modern annulments to break a marriage bond. We see, too, what is violated, that is, the sacred bond of matrimony, by those who are unfaithful to this sacred tie, or who misuse the powers which are given to them only for the sake of marriage. Fathers and mothers, And you who will be fathers and mothers, think of the responsibilities that are attached to this high office of parenthood. Yours is a privilege to bring into this world souls, to train those souls, not chiefly for some earthly country or some earthly goal, but to train those souls entrusted to your care for God's church here below and for the heavenly city of Jerusalem above, and the training ground for these souls is and can only be the family. The priest, the school, they can help, but they cannot take the place of a mother and a father. And unless you lay the foundations in your family life, the efforts of them will likely meet with some scant and only temporary success. Parents have the care of the child in its tenderest years, when the great world is opening upon it, when its mind is receiving its first impressions, impressions which will be indelible. From the father, a child learns its standards of life. And what a detriment to a father and a child if the standard of life is not a high one, is not a noble one. Fatherhood is the type of the fatherhood of God Himself. St. Paul says in his book of Ephesians, of whom all paternity in heaven and on earth is named. Paternity, fatherhood, is named after God the Father Himself. Fathers are to represent God to their child, that the child may learn from a father faithfulness and justice and strong protection, which is a mirror of the faithfulness and justice and the providence of God, the Father in heaven. And it's from mothers that the little ones will chiefly learn the great lesson of God's love. Mothers tell the sweet story of Jesus and Mary, of the holy childhood, of the cross, of saints and angels in God's holy church. The enthusiasm of a mother's faith and the warmth of her loving devotion will pass on to her child. The child will see this devotion in his mother's face. He will detect it in the hushed accents of her voice, and he will catch it from her as he can from no other. If the things of heaven are real to parents, they are real to children. If in every facet of life God is put first, the child will learn to do the same. How many of God's saints we know that the beginning of their sanctity was due to the teaching and example of a truly devout Catholic father and mother? How many saints, on reaching heaven, no doubt have gone to seek their parents, the happy souls, and say to them, "It's because of you, my mother and my father, that I have to thank for this." What a true, immense responsibility is parenthood. Immortal souls given to a father and a mother to make or to mar. No others can take the place of parents. And those first years that matter the most. It's the intimate life of home that makes the deepest, most lasting impression. A Catholic home is a school of salvation, and a wicked home is an anteroom for hell. Parents, what do your children see? Children are the mirrors of their parents. Parents, do they see mutual love for one another? Fathers, are you tender? Are you considerate of your wife? Wives. Mothers, are you support? Are you a comfort to your husbands? Is the home one in which all can turn with the sweetest, as the sweetest spots of God on God's earth? And all this will deeply affect the child's life. Fathers and mothers, what is your conduct towards Almighty God and His church? What is your frequentation of the sacraments, your attendance at Mass, your arrival at Mass in a timely manner? If it's a priority for you, it will be a priority for your children. And what is the practice with regard to prayer? Do your children see you pray? Not just on Sunday. Does your home have the most beneficial custom of family prayer? What little time it would take, and yet how incalculable good it would be in its effects to recite the Holy Rosary every day in common in your home as a family rosary before a venerable image of the Blessed Mother and the Holy Child. Are there prayers before and after meals? Are there night prayers? Are there morning prayers? Are there prayers when we get in the car to make a travel, to travel somewhere? Is there prayer? Is prayer part of family life? Or is it sometime and most times forgotten? And also, parents, how do you perform the most important duty of protecting your children's innocence, of cherishing their budding virtue, of keeping them from the infection of sin, from the temptation, and from every other evil? Do you take care that their companions are such that you can safely entrust your little ones to the care of companions? Do you see to it that no bad book or newspaper or picture or magazine comes into your child's hands? Even just some of the magazines that aren't raucous, but even just magazines with the ads that are so imperious. Are you diligent to make sure that there is no access to the weapon that is wielded so subtly and so viciously by Satan? On the way to Round Top, there are billboards, and it says, do you realize there are 4.2 million children who have access to unlocked firearms? And we should put up a billboard. Do you realize that there are millions of children who have unrestricted access to the death of their soul in the internet? Do your children have cell phones? Do you check their texting conversations? You have locks on your doors of your homes to keep the intruders and the enemies of your property and family away. Do you have the same impenetrable locks on the doors of your children's souls by having locks on their devices? And should these locks be neglected or non-existent, we're not talking about breaking into a home, some physical catastrophe. We're talking about breaking into the very house of God, the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is your child's soul. Great indeed is your work, and so great that of yourselves you cannot accomplish it. But you must rely upon a strength that's greater than your own, a wisdom higher than that which you can attain. And there is a place that was once wholly unknown to men, and now is known and revered the world over. It's a little tiny village. It's a village whose luster now outshines the most mightiest cities of the earth. It's the little village of Nazareth and a home in Nazareth. And that's where mothers and fathers and children can go to see what a holy life is to be. There for 30 years of his hidden life, our Lord lived with Mary and Joseph and was subject to them. Children. Are you like unto our Lord? Can you say that you are like unto our Lord, who is the very creator of the universe, the very creator of the Blessed Mother, and the creator of Saint Joseph? And he who was the creator was subject to his own creation, to the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph. And children, do you listen to your parents? Do you obey them? As our Lord obeyed Saint Joseph and the Blessed Mother. This is the supreme model of a truly Catholic home. It wasn't a rich home. St. Joseph worked a trade, the Blessed Mother kept the house, and our Lord was subject to them in his child's simplicity and docile obedience. And what a spirit of joy! What a spirit of joy and peace reigned in that holy house, the most blessed of all earthly homes, because it was peaceful and it was joyful because God was there. Mary and Joseph lived ever in the presence of their God, Him whom they were privileged to bear in their arms and had learned to bear in their hearts. Their one aim was to do the will of His Heavenly Father. In that home was never an angry word, never a murmur of discontent, never an act of harshness, never a dispute. Our Lord, though God of heaven, is the perfect model for children's obedience. The Blessed Mother and St. Joseph are patterns of parents for husbands and wives. So, my dear families, go to Nazareth. Learn of what your home should be. First and foremost, learn that your home should have God in it. Without it, nothing will avail. And with it, everything else will be well. It's not hard to tell whether God is in a home or not. If He is there, all else that is necessary for good in the home will follow. There will be true love between a husband and a wife. There will be loving respect and obedience from the children. So not only do we have God in the home, but also to keep the devil from entering into that place of peace and joy. There are so many avenues in which the devil can arrive in the home, especially today. So many points of access to sin and temptation to enter in. Music, television, computers, handheld devices. Make your homes havens. Havens from the contamination of the world. Not only for an example upon which to fashion your life, but for grace and strength to perform your difficult tasks, you need to go to the family of Nazareth and find our Lord, the fountain, the giver of grace. There is no doubt that Mary and Joseph will pray on your behalf, and joy and peace and grace will abound in your homes to the blessing of you and to your children. Make our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph the guardians of your home, the guides and models of your home life as fathers and mothers, and children, look to our Lord as your age to be dutiful, to be loving, to be respectful to your parents. And after 30 years, our Lord started His public life. After His public life, after 3 years, He mounted the throne of Calvary. And there He opens His arms and stretches them wide to embrace all those who love Him. Follow Him. He is to be the center of your entire life, because without Him, there is no life. There is no spiritual life. There is no happiness. There is no joy. There is no peace. Let your prayers ascend to the Holy Family in heaven. And the Holy Family will pray to the Divine Child and the Son of God who redeemed us on the cross. He will gain grace for you to carry out the duties of your sacred office well. Remember, office of parenthood is none, just one step below the office of priesthood. Priesthood offers sacrifice to God. Families bring lives into this world as cooperators with God. Pray you carry your duties well, dear parents. Children, be obedient so that one day your entire family can walk to the Mount of Calvary, and from the Mount of Calvary enter the bliss of paradise. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.